The following podcast is a production of the Logan Park Neighborhood Association.
As the novel coronavirus continues to spread, more and more cities are escalating their tactics to keep the virus at bay, asking people to socially distance and, in some cases, to shelter in place.
Remember, hand washing is your first line of defense against infection. We touch our faces multiple times an hour, and if we haven't washed our hands, we're increasing the odds of getting sick. There are also a few other simple ways that you can reduce your exposure to germs. One is consider carrying your own pen. If you're running errands, there's a good chance you'll need to sign something. Pens are touched by hundreds of people a day, and they're never washed. Travel-size hand sanitizer is a good backup to have for your electronic keypads or other communal items. Also, skip the handshake. A nod and a smile are enough. And lastly, clean your cell phone. There are sanitizing cell phone wipes available commercially. We know from medical studies that cell phones are covered in germs and bacteria. It's always a good idea to clean those frequently.
Thanks for joining us for this podcast today. Logan Park Neighborhood Association is committed to keeping our community informed on issues that affect the health of our neighborhood. Now let's join the conversation.
Well, with the shelter-in-place, stay-at-home orders we have received from our governor, what are people doing during this time? Well, we decided to call a few people in the Logan Park community and find out. Pig, let's talk a little bit about the neighborhood. How are you adjusting to the quarantine in Logan Park neighborhood?
Probably the most comforting thing is walking my dog, and I'm not, you know, having long conversations or hugging people, but even across the street, being able to physically see people is really great. And I love seeing the little kids on their bikes going by outside. You know, we're a little bit used to this with winter, but it's hard.
Well, I was wondering, you live in Logan Park, you come home from work and you quarantine yourself. What are you doing?
I haven't cooked this much since my children left. And I follow my husband and pick up after him, but I am a member of AA, and with all of the churches closed, that means most AA meetings are, and I've never been so good at Zoom. So actually seeing people's faces when you can't get out is very comforting, and I have a long gratitude list. You know, we have a warm house, and we're healthy, and plenty of food, and we can get up and go if we need to. I'm frustrated, but I'm not in a pickle the way some people are.
Yeah, well, that's good to hear. So you work for a nonprofit.
Yes.
Tell us what that nonprofit is, and I know it's an essential nonprofit. It has to remain open. Tell us how things are going there.
MDI, that stands for Minnesota Diversified Industries, is at Broadway and Industrial Boulevard. They've been around since 1964. We're a manufacturer of plastic logistics containers for the post office. That's our biggest customer, and dozens of B2B customers, Amazon, Nike, Frito-Lay. Because of the federal contract, we're considered essential. So I'm working from home. I'm the director of development, which is fundraising. We are open, and so there are no visitors. There is hand washing when you arrive at work. There is protective wear, which we have anyway because of manufacturing machinery. I talk every day with everyone, and they're okay. You know what? This is one of those times where okay is good enough, and we're doing everything available to keep people safe, and most people are happy to still be working.
Yes, I bet.
And the reason we're a nonprofit is half our employees are people with disabilities. Unless you've ever had such an experience, it's just like every other organization. You know, people have said, is that hard? You know, is that challenging? No, because our lunchroom is just like yours. We joke about the silly twins and Vikings and our pets and our vacations. It's wonderful. And at MDI, until you prove you can't do something, we're going to assume you can. And it's paid off. It's a good business model.
Well, I have to admit, it sounds like a great place to work and a great place to challenge people. And
I love it there.
I'm glad for that. So you are married to an artist. And of course, the artists are in Northeast, you know, en masse. What is happening with the artists?
Al's studio is in the Northrop King building, and he has not been going there for over a week. They have first Thursday evenings where they're open to the public, and then Saturday afternoons. And he hasn't even been going. Luckily, I have him trapped here, so his honey-do list is getting done, which is pretty great. He painted the parlor. He painted the dining room. We're working on the garage. He replaced the basement steps, you know. But I don't want to speak for him. I'm sure he's frustrated.
Yeah. I would think, though, a lot of artists would probably have a home studio as well, so their work doesn't stop necessarily. It's just the customers aren't coming in and buying stuff, right?
Right.
Well, Heidi, you are a resident of Logan Park, and I know people are doing all kinds of things during this quarantine period. So you've got an interesting project you're doing. You're a seamstress by trade, so you're making some kind of masks. Tell us about it.
I'm actually making scrub cap head covers, and I got a call from a friend of mine who is part of a hospital guild, and she had been asked to gather her friends together to make scrub caps because the nurses in the hospital were running out and needed some quickly. And so she asked if I could help with that in designing a pattern. And so what I first did is just looked online, and there were actually a lot of good YouTube videos about patterning and sewing scrub cap covers. And so I picked out a couple and I forwarded them. The women decided they were just a little too complicated for non-sewers. So then I experimented a little bit, tried to come up with something that was you could make if you just had some fabric and a scissors and a sewing machine, of course. And then I patterned something and I put it together and did little videos of each of the steps and then sent that off. It's like a very simple scrub cap, but it's roomy enough that it should fit almost, well, I would say all head sizes and all hairstyles. So now people are gathering fabrics, washable fabrics. You know, some are doing the cutting, some are doing the sewing, and I know I actually got an email this morning saying they just sent their first batch in. So I think it's going okay.
Well, I think that's fabulous. I mean, talk about ingenuity. Way to go, Heidi. The other thing is, okay, so besides the fact you're an inventor and you're creating these caps, what else are you? That's very generous. Yeah, well, what are you doing besides that? You know, I know you're quarantined like the rest of us. What are you doing during that time?
You know what? I'm kind of doing what I imagine everybody else is. I'm kind of working out ways to stay in touch with family and friends. I joined Facebook. I have an Instagram account. I'm doing Snapchat now with my son and daughter in Maryland so that I can see our grandson regularly. I'm, you know, trying to figure out ways to help. It's kind of hard right now. The volunteer opportunities that I have before are closed, but I'm starting with Little Kitchen Food Shelf down here down the street here next week. And, you know, I'm hoping that organization is able to stay up and running. But, you know, really, I'm just, you know, kind of doing what everybody else is doing. And, of course, doing a lot of cleaning and organizing, because those are things that, you know, you have time to do now, and it's all right in front of you. So it's a good time to get that stuff done.
I guess so. I think garages and homes will be the most organized they have been in the history of time.
I mean, it will be beautiful around here.
It will. Thanks, Heidi. Alicia, you live in the northeast area called Logan Park, and you have a couple kids, you've got a husband. What's this quarantine like for you?
You know, we are taking it literally hour by hour. You know, this is all very bizarre, and nobody knows what to do or how to, you know, handle it. So the best we can is just take it hour by hour with each other and be, honestly, just be patient with one another. Seeing each other a lot every day. So
So what are some of the activities you're doing, for example, with your kids? I would think that a lot of parents, you know, what do you do when they're normally in school or daycare or whatever? Now they're home 24/7. What are you doing?
For us, it's really important to just read together, read to each other, and then read independently. At first, I was really gung-ho about keeping the strict schedule in check with, you know, kind of alternating between reading and writing and math. That lasted about 2 days, and now it's just I kind of go with how the kids feel and lead by their example. And, you know, if they want to do something, I mean, absolutely, let's do this. Like, if they have an idea, let's act on that. So I think a lot of it is just kind of leading with my kids' example. So, and they're actually teaching me a lot with patience as well. So this is a really special time, just relaxing and doing things that we would never really do before and take that opportunity. So,
well, I do know, and I appreciate when I walk past your house or ride my bike or drive in the car, sometimes you're out in the front yard and you're waving and you're kind of being a cheerleader to the neighborhood. I think that's really encouraging.
I thrive on talking to other people, absolutely, and having that relationship with our neighbors. And, you know, you can't pick up the virus from smiling at someone. So I think just simply smiling at someone says a lot and makes someone feel really good. Like I said, this is all new for everybody. We're all doing this together. I mean, let's collectively show each other some joy, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So, and be an encourager like you are. You're an encourager to our block, and I thank you for that.
Well, thanks. I love this neighborhood a lot, and I am so grateful that we're here, and I'm grateful for the neighbors that we have.
John, you live in the Logan Park area, and I know you own your own security company, and however, nowadays you're out of work, you're not doing any security, but you had something that happened to you here recently where you really gave back. Tell us a little bit about those masks and what happened.
Oh, I have a bunch of safety supplies for my security company, and I've been taking them out to people with cancer and giving them a rotation of three and telling them about the timeline of wearing them and how to disinfect them so they can rotate them out and always have a clean mask on. I bring them some gloves, whatever else they need, and I'll drop some groceries off on their steps if they need it, whatever they want.
You also kind of take care of, even though your clients no longer are open, you still go beyond the call of duty, so to speak, and you end up, you know, doing some late night security so these businesses don't get broken into. Tell us about that.
Oh, I'm just happy to continue my relationship with the people I take care of by way of getting out at night, going for a drive, and checking their doors and make sure that nobody's inside the bar and continuing on my drive.
So anything else you're doing during this quarantine time that you can talk about?
I've just been working on my mom's house, slowly remodeling the kitchen and fixing up some stuff that needs a little TLC. And since everybody's got time to take care of chores, I'm doing chores.
More podcasts coming in the future will keep you connected to Logan Park neighborhood.